Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma. If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation. Well, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission's Junior Wheat Show's coming up at the Payne County Fairgrounds on Tuesday, July the 20th. Mike Schulte, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, said samples will start being accepted early.
So on Tuesday, July 20th, we will have the visual competition this year at the Stillwater Fairgrounds in Payne County. Judging will begin. We will start taking samples at 8 a.m. Generally, we're finished or completed taking all samples in by 8:30. So we tell people that we will be concluding at 8:30 for the wrap-up. Samples will be placed on the table. Judging will begin. That generally takes about 2 hours by the time they get through the FFA and 4-H divisions. But we just want to put this reminder out there that the Junior Wheat Show competition is going on this year. It is going to take place on Tuesday, July 20th at Stillwater. If participants do want to enter and submit their 10-pound samples from the wheat varieties that they had planted this year, they need to have those samples up there probably around 7:30, 7:45 on a Tuesday morning. Those samples can also be mailed. Those submissions probably need to be mailed out Thursday so they arrive in time to the Payne County Fairgrounds. They can find all the information at okwheat.org under the Outreach and Education information link to be able to make those samples submitted for the competition that will take place on Tuesday.
Schulte said he expects higher volumes and entries this year as wheat quality was high from southwest Oklahoma up to the northern part of the state.
We feel like this year probably there's going to be more samples just because we had better qualities in the field from southwest Oklahoma all the way across up into northern Oklahoma. Really extreme high test weights, and I think if they got the crop out on earlier harvested wheat before we received the rains, I think that the kernel quality and color still is going to be excellent. So we feel like this is actually going to be a wonderful opportunity even for students in southwest and central Oklahoma that might go through harsher environments than what we typically see in northern Oklahoma, that this actually might be their year because producers were able to get things out in a more timely manner, and we had really good functionality qualities for what we're seeing on the analytical test just on the plains grain side of things for the industry.
Each year, they award $16,000 in scholarships to the top winners in the 4-H and FFA divisions, funded by checkoff dollars.
We give $16,000 in scholarships away each year to the top five winners on the 4-H and FFA side. There's also prize monies that are also given to the top 25 students that are awarded. We feel like this is a wonderful opportunity if students have worked in the field or put these samples out with their 4-H and FFA programs. It's a wonderful way for them to become involved.
Over the next couple of months, the contestants and samples will go through a milling and baking component to the contest, and a banquet will be held November the 17th in Oklahoma City to announce the winners. You've got farm news on Ron.
Hi, I'm Kristen. My family has dairy farmed for generations. Through the years, my family has shown a commitment to the community and environment. By using the latest technology, best animal care, recycling, and sustainable practices, because our goal is to keep dairy farming in the family for the next generation and keep providing the best and safest milk around. Learn more about Dairy Farm's commitment to community and the environment at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.